Last week, the 50th anniversary Golden Globe race was won by a 73-year-old Frenchman, Jean-Luc Vandeheede, after 212 days alone at sea. One of the race organisers, Barry Pichtel, told me about this extraordinary man.
It was fantastic, isn't it? It gives hope to us all. Jean-Luc is a professional sailor, and this was his sixth circumnavigation. Solo circumnavigation. So it was, and it's the first race he's won. So what a wonderful career ending for him. His preparation and planning was so much better than everyone else. He spent 2 years sailing out in the Bay of Biscay during the winter months. To experience as much heavy weather as he could and to get his boat and all the aspects of it working properly. And that really did make all the difference.
So he had this boat, a Rustler 36, for 2 years beforehand. It obviously gave him quite a bit of an advantage.
It did. It gave him a huge advantage. It is all down to planning and preparation and then, of course, the execution. But my experience of covering many other round-the-world races is that these races are won, or 90% of them are won, before the start. Those that are really well prepared have such an advantage over those that are trying to mend and make do as they go round.
His sixth time going around the world on his own.
Yeah.
That's pretty extraordinary.
Yeah, and in fact, he's not a loner at all. You'd think he would be a Chichester-type person, very reserved. He's not. He's the leader of a rock band. And the first night he got back, he got together with them all, and we had an impromptu party in a pub. And he carried on singing until the early hours of the morning.
You have three people left. How are they getting on?
They're doing fine. The last one, Tapio from Finland, he rounded Cape Horn yesterday. And so he's the last of our Golden Globe races. He's now heading up the Atlantic. And there's an example of he put so much effort into getting his boat ready, but he didn't get it launched until 3 weeks before the start and didn't have any time to prepare it. And one of the fatal mistakes that the boatyard did in Finland was they put on a non-toxic antifouling that they use in the Baltic. Consequently, the boat is absolutely covered in barnacles, which is slowing him down by half, probably. The boat could do, when the boat should be doing 6 knots, it's doing 3.
You're 220 days into the event now. It's the 50th anniversary of the first Golden Globe race. Would you run it again?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I think there's just so much demand for it that I don't think we've got any choice. Robin Knox Johnson's voyage around the world, he became the first man to sail single-handed non-stop around the world. 3 months before we had the first man on the moon. The two were equally significant. And it's certainly the most significant small boat voyage. And it's as much an adventure now as it was then, a human endeavor and adventure. It wasn't down to any technology. They weren't allowed anything that Robin Knox Johnson couldn't have. It all had to be done with sextant, paper charts, and written logs. We started off with an entry of, we maxed it out at 25. We had that number within 2 weeks of announcing it. And so we opened it up to 30. And within another 3 weeks, we had 150 wanting to do it.
Okay.
So that's how, and we've got that number again now, wanting to do it in 2022.
And you can see everything that happened on the Golden Globe on their website, goldenglobe.com.